The city of Syracuse continues its fight for accurate FEMA maps that will cut down on the number of homeowners who have to buy expensive flood insurance. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the city has a powerful ally.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer has stood on the banks of Onondaga Creek before, highlighting the plight of homeowners who could be forced to buy flood insurance because of inaccurate maps drawn up by the federal government's Emergency Management Agency. He was there again yesterday as Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner pointed out that information from an independent source shows that the creeks are wider than FEMA says, which means there's less chance of flooding, so insurance isn't necessary. Miner says the response from FEMA ranges from the fact that they're under pressure to draw up maps as soon as possible to the fact that homeowners can always go through a process to have those maps updated later on.
That's not the way government should work. That's not serving the public. And that's why we have been working with Senator Schumer and others and sharing the data with them.
Yeah, I just sum it up and say that accurate maps that take a little longer a lot better than inaccurate maps that come out right now.
The city says accurate maps could reduce the number of people in the floodplain by 150, many of them in a lower income area of the city's south side. Schumer says this is a systemic problem with FEMA across the state and blames some of it on bureaucratic inertia. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.